I've been a little apprehensive to tell this story because it's pretty shameful. I've been doing some pretty terrible things, but I think I just need to let it all out. Say it aloud. I mean, God loves when we confess our sins. So I guess that's what I'm needing to do. And, you know, I'm 55 years old, very religious. I'm a devout churchgoer every Sunday, never miss a Sunday. So this story may be a little surprising. And I guess I'll go ahead and start where the story begins, really. My husband died a few years ago. And it was tough, but what really worked out well is my adult son moved back in. It was good timing for us because he had just gotten a divorce, and it was really nice to have him around. I think we both needed each other in that moment and helped each other emotionally. And I even got my son to go to church. You know, he grew up in the church, but really wasn't a churchgoer as an adult. So everything was working out perfectly. It was great. Mom and son together again. But it all kind of changed one day. I thought I was being helpful, putting away his laundry for him. It was kind of like a surprise. So, you know, I go into his room, find a sock drawer, putting away his socks, and I found these flash drives, like a little baggie full of flash drives. And I got really curious. Like, he didn't have a job that was, like, you know, with computers, so I was so curious what it was, and the curiosity got the better of me. So I took one, ran to my room, put it in my laptop, and what I found was so shocking. There was probably 1,000 files on this one single flash drive, and he had many of them. Videos, pictures of child porn. I mean, just thousands of them. I was completely, completely shocked. I didn't know what to think, what to do, how to handle it. I mean, I definitely didn't want my son going to jail, so there was no, that was out of the question, but it still made me nervous. He was in my home with thousands of files of child porn, and I only looked at a few pictures, just to confirm what it was, and immediately put it back. And I still didn't know what to do, even after the first day of letting this marinate in my mind. I definitely didn't say anything to my son, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. I couldn't believe my own son would look at child porn. And I guess it all made sense because I thought, you know, he really did spend a lot of time in his room at night, and even on the weekends he would lock himself in that room and only come out for meals. And I knew, well, he must be in there looking at the 1,000 files of child porn. I tried to come to one conclusion. I thought, I'll just forget about it. I'll just pretend it never was discovered and move on. But I couldn't. And a couple weeks later, while he was at work, I just couldn't help myself. It's like every time he wasn't in the house, those things, those flash drives were calling my name. Like, not to like look at him, but just like they were there. They couldn't be forgotten. So I pulled them out again just to look, just just to see what, you know, the extent to his problem. And when I looked more closely, I realized these ages are just shocking. They were all like 10 years old and under, you know, not tweens and teens. They were all young. I mean, to be honest, most of them were way under 10. Like, I would say majority were 5 years old and young under. And, you know, looking at those pictures, trying to get inside the mind of my son, it started to make me feel things I hadn't really felt in years. Some things I never really forgot, but I didn't entertain them. Two things, actually. So when my son was a young baby, I, when I would breastfeed him, I would get so turned on. Like, I never told anyone, never, not even my husband, how enjoyable it was to breastfeed my son, how turned on I got. And I always felt so guilty, like the eyes of the Lord were watching me, because most of the time I would like finger myself and masturbate while my son was breastfeeding. I mean, it was so deep on my mind. I actually went and saw a therapist about it. And thank goodness she assured me I wasn't a monster, and it was pretty common for mothers to get turned on by breastfeeding. You know, I wasn't hurting them, so nothing was wrong. And that felt good to hear, but I still felt so, so guilty. Even though I felt guilty, I kept doing it. I breastfed my son until 3 years old, and God, I missed it so much afterwards. And sure, I mean, I think a part of me got a little thrill when I would masturbate, knowing that my son was there in my arms. You know, it just felt, I don't know, it gave it that thrill of taboo, I guess. And then, you know, I started thinking about my own father. You know, when I was a young girl, like I was about 6 years old, I saw my own father naked for the first time. He was coming out of the shower and I was sitting on the potty, and he came out of the shower, started drying his body off, and he saw me looking at him. So I knew, he knew I was looking at his naked body. But what was interesting is he didn't like pull away. He didn't cover himself. He just kept drying off his body. And seeing my father's cock, it's literally burned into my memory. He wasn't hard. Like, it wasn't sticking straight up or anything, but it was so meaty and just like flopping around. I was in shock. And after then, I thought about my father's cock my whole entire life. Like, just masturbating alone to fantasies of what could have happened, you know, if my father would have saw me looking at his cock and did something about it. And I mean, in fact, it's still my favorite fantasy to think about, even at the age of 55. But anyways, you know, my son with his child porn, I just had like all these mixed emotions about it. I wanted to get him help with the Lord's help. I know that would be the way. The Lord always knows the way. But the biggest part was like understanding it. That was the biggest thing for me, was understanding why he had thousands of pictures and videos, why he was turned on by such young girls. And if I'm being honest, those pictures turned me on. Some of them did. They really did. And that shocked me. But I don't know, just seeing, I especially love the pictures and videos of the 6 and 7 year olds with their fathers. I mean, obviously we know why. I had a deep rooted daddy daughter fantasy, but even the hardcore ones, because let me say, my son's flash drives were not soft kiddie porn. I mean, some of it was straight up child rape porn, and even that turned me on. So I, you know, couldn't get to a conclusion with what the fuck I should do. And I just wanted to, I don't know, I wanted to understand my son. So I did something pretty fucked up. I got a couple of those nanny cameras, and I had 2 of them in his room. And I hid him really well. He would never find them. I just wanted to watch him. I wanted to watch him on the camera, jerking off, masturbating to his child porn. I wanted to watch that. And I did. The first time I saw my son's cock on that camera, it was a transforming moment for me. Because God, his cock was so gorgeous. I've always thought my son was such a handsome boy. But I don't know, something about seeing my son's cock, I felt so proud of him. Like, that was my cock that I mothered. I was in love with this cock. And the first moment I saw it, I got so wet. And I started feeling deep and hard, incestuous thoughts I had never had about my son. I might have had some while I was breastfeeding, like I said, but very light ones. But this time, I couldn't get my mind off of fucking my son. And I felt guilty. I really felt like some kind of pervert. Because here I was, I mean, practically an accomplice. I knew my son had child porn in his room, and I wasn't doing anything about it. In fact, I was looking at it myself and watching my son jerk off to the porn. And so I just took all my worries, my guilt, to church. I prayed. I kept seeking and searching for the answer, you know, trying to find what this was, what it meant, what I should do. And I kept watching him. I couldn't help myself. Every night I watched him. I watched my son lay in that bed and just jerk his gorgeous cock to child porn. Oh, and I loved every second of it. And I thought eventually, okay, it's time to confront him. I came to that conclusion. I thought, mommy can help. I can always help. And ultimately, God can help us. But first, I needed to help him. So I sat him down, told him everything. Except the cameras, of course. And I tried to get him to talk to me, you know, just to understand him. And the poor thing, I was wanting to avoid this, but he was so embarrassed and he kept apologizing. In fact, he, you know, just all he could do was apologize and walk away. And then a couple hours later, I heard the door shut and he moved out. And I didn't want that to happen. I wanted to try to tell him it was okay. I wanted to help him, and I wanted to to have God help us, you know, fix him. And the days after he left, I was so devastated. I missed him so much. I missed our breakfast together. I missed doing his laundry. But most of all, I miss watching him masturbate the most. I miss seeing that gorgeous cock in his hands, fantasizing that it was my holes on his gorgeous cock. And I miss sneaking peeks at all those naughty flash drives. So I decided mommy will try to repair things. So I asked him to dinner one night, and luckily he agreed. I could tell he was feeling a certain way, but I was determined to fix things. So I wore the prettiest dress I had. I got all dolled up. And we had a nice dinner. I told him at dinner I understood him. I told him he wasn't alone and that he wasn't in danger of getting in trouble. I just wanted him back and told him we could figure all of this out with God's help, God's mercy, you know? And so we went back outside, you know, finished up dinner, and he said he would think about moving back in. And that night, I kissed him goodnight like I usually do, but I lingered for a while. I kept my lips on his. And we didn't like French kiss, but I could tell he looked confused, like what the fuck I was doing. So good news, he moved back in. And we settled into the same routine, just going by day to day, me watching him masturbate. And we went to church every Sunday. And the first time we went back to church after he moved back in, I held his hand through the whole service. I squeezed it, stroked his hand with my fingers. And when we got into his car in the church parking lot, I started making out with him. And he welcomed it. He didn't try to fight me off. And I made out with my son in the church parking lot, and it felt so right. I told him to take me home immediately, and I led him to my bedroom, and I undressed my son and worshiped his gorgeous cock with my mouth, sucking my son's cock for the first time. And it all felt so natural, so fucking sexy. He liked to go deep in my mouth, and his father wasn't that way. I didn't care. I obliged. I mean, I wanted to give him anything. And we just continued on with this incestuous sex relationship. We didn't try to overcomplicate it and talk about it. We just acted as two horny adults that just happened to be related to each other. And one night, in the midst of fucking, I was on top of him riding his gorgeous cock. I asked if he would pull up some of his kiddie porn. I told him I wanted to watch with him. And we did. And it was so, so hot. It was so hot to watch. And I actually made a little request. I told him to pull one up with a daddy. With a daddy, you know, putting his cock in his little daughter's mouth. And God, we both came so fucking hard. And we did that every day, just fucking together. Incestuous fucking. And if that wasn't naughty enough, we were watching naughty child rape porn together every single day. And I quickly learned that his favorite age was just 3 years old. And it didn't turn me off. It actually turned me on. And, you know, this all felt good in the moment. I mean, I was so happy, so satisfied. I had never been so sexually satisfied, but every time I would go to church, I felt that tinge of guilt. But anytime I was home and in front of him, I just wanted to please my son and be his submissive whore. And that I was. I was his submissive whore mommy. I licked his ass. I swallowed his cum happily. I begged him to face fuck me. And eventually, he started pissing on me. We started in the bathroom, like me in the tub, just pissing all over my body. And I loved it. And that eventually turned into me just on my knees with an open mouth, waiting for his piss, just completely his whore. We even would role play daddy-daughter while the child porn was playing in the background. And I would call him, you know, I'd be his accomplice mommy and tell him that I wanted him to rape a little girl. And sometimes I role played as the daughter, him as my dad. And I would act like I didn't like it and that my little cunny hurts. And it was fun. We were having just the best time exploring each other incestuously too. And this whole time I was scheming up a plan that I finally revealed to my sweet son. I asked him if he would like to really be a child rapist, to really fuck a child. And he was so cute because he kept saying he didn't think he could do it, you know. And honestly, I was a little relieved, to be honest. Like, I was happy to know that he didn't have desires, like, naturally to be a kitty fucker. But I told him, and it was absolutely true, that, you know, there was this woman at our church. She was really struggling with hardcore drug addiction. And she had this 3-year-old daughter. And when I heard that this mother had a 3-year-old daughter, I immediately found her and started getting comfy with her, you know, letting the mother know who I was, how trustworthy I was, got to know her daughter at church. And I learned that drug addicted mommy was looking to try some rehab. No one believed it was rehab. Everyone knew she was just wanting to get rid of her daughter. But I told her I was interested. And then I just had to talk to my son who lived with me. And, you know, so my son, he kind of gave me a no. And that was fine, really. But it was something that kept coming up every night when we would watch child porn together. Especially the following week when he saw that little girl at church, I pointed her out to him. So then we had a visual, you know, and we'd look up child porn pictures and videos of girls that look like her and talked about what we would do with her if we had her. And one thing led to another. I took the little girl in. I told her that, you know, I would basically be an unofficial foster mom and just told the mom to do her thing and hopefully she would never come back. So I admit I was the accomplice here. I was corrupting him. Because remember, he wasn't really interested in actually doing the deed. And I would just slowly get him started. Like first, I would invite him in the bathroom whenever I would give her baths. You know, just letting her really soak in the image of her naked, wet body. And then he graduated to after bath time, it was time to put lotion on her and I'd have daddy, because that was one of our rules for her. She had to call him daddy. I was mommy and he was daddy. She didn't know it was my son. But I told her that daddy, it was his job to rub lotion in because he had really soft hands. And it was so hot watching him put his hands all over her body. And I just kept her naked after that. Like every time she came home from preschool, I'd tell her to take off her dirty clothes so mommy could wash them and she had to stay naked. And she would just play with her toys, you know, just all nude right in front of us. And eventually, it turned into posing for daddy. I thought daddy should have his own pictures of his sweet little 3-year-old. So we started with that. And eventually that led to light molesting. She didn't know what the fuck was going on. I mean, she was 3. She didn't know, you know, daddy wasn't supposed to put his hands there. And then it turned into one night I talked my son into showing our little girl his big daddy dick. And she was so adorable when she saw it. Her eyes were wide. She actually wanted to touch it. And then it turned into I taught her how to spread her little legs open and then take her little cunny lips and spread them open for daddy. And he would stroke to her. She learned very quickly that daddy, when he made all that white gooey stuff come out of his cock, out of his pee-pee, that was a really good thing. That it became like a sort of game. And she was cute because she'd call it the little, like, spurting fireworks. Like, it was almost like this explosion she was happy to see. It was really fucking cute, really. And then I thought it might be smart if we showed her a little bit of child porn. We started off soft. We just showed her girls her age and a little older posing, just like I had taught her to pose. Then we graduated to girls showing off their naked bodies for the camera. And then eventually showing her what other little girls her age did for daddies. And I was a good mommy accomplice. And I definitely showed her some videos where those same girls were crying when daddy did things to them. But that's what little girls did. They took things from daddy, even if it hurt them. I was essentially grooming her to be his little fuck toy, because that's what I wanted. I mean, I thought she was very, very sexy, of course. I didn't want to fuck her, though I would. I wanted him, my son, to fuck her. I wanted him to be a child rapist. And I wanted to be the power, the force behind that child rapist, the reason he raped that little girl. And we kept grooming her. She eventually learned how to eat his cum. She hated it, But she was groomed enough. We were doing such a good job with that that she took it like a good little girl would. She learned how to suck daddy's cock. And this was still all very slow and gentle because I told my son, I said, we have to start it slow. And he didn't have a problem with that because remember, I don't think he ultimately wanted this, but of course, whenever her pretty little face was bobbing up and down on his cock, I mean, how could he say no? And then eventually, after that, I had daddy rub his cock against her. And that, my goodness, turned me on more than anything. Because at that point, he said, you know, the touching and the playing was all fine, but he didn't really want to rape her. There was something about really crossing the line with that. And I said, fine, with a smirk on my face, because I knew I could get him to fuck her. And so whenever I insisted that he just, you know, innocently rub his hard dick against her puffy little cunt, he came so hard. I even told him to kind of finger her just a little bit while he did it. Nothing wrong with molesting your little cunt while you come on it. And then it turned into breaking her hymen. And I was obsessed with that. I wanted to see, you know, did blood pull out? Did it make a sound? Would it trigger my son to rape her? Like, it was like a science experiment. So he fingered her with my encouragement, going deeper and deeper until he ripped through that thing. And, you know, I kind of treated this little girl like she was, lack of better words, like a dog. Because I thought every time she does something that hurts, we should give her ice cream or buy her, you know, a big toy or something. And so that's what we did. Every time, you know, something would hurt, we'd give her a big bowl of ice cream. We'd take her to get whatever toy she wanted. And, you know, eventually I talked my son into penetrating this 3-year-old. And he started out gentle, just barely inserting it, just the tip of his gorgeous cock inside of there. I mean, it was so hot to watch his hard shaft just twitch and spasm as he squirted his creamy, yummy, incestuous goo that I loved inside her little cunny. And of course, we gave her a lot of ice cream after that night. And then the next night, I think that was when it really unlocked for him. Because he went to just, you know, do the soft whole training. But this time, I kept whispering really naughty words that I knew he couldn't resist. Telling him, you know, don't you want to know what it's like to split a 3-year-old open? Don't you want to feel the bottom of her itty bitty child pussy? Don't you want to come deep inside of her? Make that little bitch squirm. Make her hurt, baby. Make her hurt like you fuck mommy's throat. And that did it. He really did split that little bitch open. Made her cry, made her beg. Both of us turned the fuck on while he did it. I mean, I was just rubbing myself, watching him. And we'd feel bad afterwards, we really would. But it didn't stop us. I really did. And we took really good care of her. I mean, after every single rape, after every single tear or drop of blood spilled for child rape, we treat her. And now she's 6 years old. And I'm happy to say that I successfully groomed her because she is a willing little sex slave. The sluttiest little six-year-old probably ever to live. That bitch loves cum. And we're the happiest little family. However, I think one thing is missing. You know, because at church, there's another poor, young, drug-addicted mother and just had a baby, not even walking yet. And I've been eyeing her, thinking, let's do this all over again. Let's groom a little child fuck meat, but even younger, because I bet she could be an even bigger slut.